Talk About on Radio Kerry. Brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. Working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality, locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.
But for now, though, I want you to meet two very talented young women from Killarney, and they are Rachel Griffin and Sinead Marie Green. Now, the reason we were talking to Sinead and Rachel is because they're involved in what I think is a really, really incredible achievement. They, along with other teenagers, have researched, written, casted, produced and directed a musical all by themselves. It was written by Sinead, and she started writing it when she was only 11 or 12. And she got together with Rachel and a couple of other teenagers, and they started looking for cast members as far back as last August. And they've been putting their heart and soul into this performance since then. And it's all going to come to fruition at the INEC in Killarney on the 21st and 22nd of November. I spoke to Rachel Griffin and Sinead Marie Green earlier. And at the outset, I asked Rachel to tell us the story behind this project, which, by the way, is called the Jukebox Musical.
Prom Queen, the Jukebox Musical, is basically a youth project, non-profit organisation, which is written by a teenager for teenagers. So Sinead herself, she had started writing the musical when she was only 11. And myself and Sinead have kind of grown up together, so we both were able to contribute in our own ways, but obviously Sinead, being the writer, is the main person here who'd be able to tell you more about that. But I myself would be co-directing the musical and executive producer. So it's basically a lot of the topics that it would be hitting are a lot of modern day social issues. So it's very targeted towards a teenage audience. But regardless of that, we're very open to everyone to come see the show, because we aim to educate on these newly related topics and kind of spark a conversation amongst young people, because I think we're hitting everything in this musical. It has a lot of themes and a lot of different issues. So that's mainly the intention. But it's being led by mainly ourselves, so myself and Sinead, but we would be working in conjunction with Macademy, which is a theatre group which is led by Lily McMonagle, and we're very, very fortunate to have Michaela Crowley and Lily helping us and aiding us, but we can proudly announce that this is very youth-led.
Okay, fantastic. And is everyone involved in it, a pupil in Killarney Community College?
So we wouldn't all be pupils in Killarney Community College. We actually have an amazing cast, a very diverse cast. So we'd have some members who would live in Limerick and Cork as well. So we come from all over Kerry, but we would primarily, quite a few of our cast members would be from the local schools here in Killarney, so the Pres and the Community College. But we could also say that we branch out into Cork and Limerick a little bit too.
Fantastic. And Sinead, you're the writer as well as the co-director and the lead actor. So tell me a little bit about this story. What's it all about?
Now, it has a bit of an in-depth plot, as my main thing when writing it was that every character had a story and every character was struggling with something, as it is in real life, because the main focus of the show is to bring light to these topics and to, you know, educate people, as Rachel said. So every character has their own story, but I guess the main story of it is the story follows this shy teenager, Ollie, who is played by Rachel, and his best friend, Chris, who is played by me. Ollie is hopelessly in love with the school's popular, gorgeous girl, Leah, who obviously does not love him back because she doesn't know who he is. But one day, Ollie stupidly challenges the school's popular boy and jock, and everyone loves him, Glenn, to who can take Leah to the prom. So that's kind of where the story kicks off from there.
Okay, and where is it set? Is it set in Ireland or where?
When writing it, I never really had a set place in mind, and like, we never really set it, but I guess a lot of the high school-y elements would be based very, you know, typical American high school, but we never did accents or anything. We're just keeping it very neutral, and the place isn't confirmed.
Great stuff. And what about the songs in it? Will they be recognisable, or are there some new ones?
They'll definitely be recognisable. So as Rachel said, it's a jukebox musical, meaning it uses songs that are already well known by established artists. So if there's some Labyrinth songs in there, there's, you know, songs people would recognise. But there's also an original song thrown in there as well.
And have you ever written anything like this before, Sinead?
Absolutely not. But here we are.
So it's your first time. And what prompted you to write it in the first place?
So I was just kind of listening to my Spotify on shuffle, as you do, and the first initial plot kind of came into my head, and then I just kind of started thinking about all the different storylines, and then the idea, to be honest, it started off very basic, as, you know, I was 11, so there couldn't have been much there, but as I kept writing it, the story kind of developed, and I realized that I wanted to use it for the better, and to educate people and to shine a light on heavier and serious topics that should be talked about more.
Fantastic. And was it hard to get the cast together, or how did you gather them all or get them all involved?
I would not say it was hard. We held open auditions in August, so we put the notice for the open auditions all over our social media. We had it on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. And we also knew a lot of people, so we asked close friends, family, everyone we knew to audition for it. And we held open auditions in the Killarney School of Music in August. And the turnout was great, and we met some amazing people, all who then became a part of the show. And it was just amazing to see people who we'd never met before, but who had come across the musical and were like, oh, I'd love to be a part of this. And that's how we got a lot of our cast members.
And so, are the cast members mostly teenagers?
The cast members, all teenagers.
All teenagers, fantastic. So, Rachel, just to come back to you, how long have you been rehearsing this? So the auditions were August, so you've been on the go since then, I presume.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. So we really kind of, you know, kicked off running, really. So from that point in August, we started after casting, which took place over the course of a few days, I'd say. And we started right in August, and we started with a rehearsal schedule, which is quite busy, but it was the summer, in fairness, and a lot of these people were very committed, and we're very blessed to have that. But we started off with three rehearsals a week over the month of August, and we've continuously been working towards the show since then.
Very good. And when can we see it? When is it opening to the public?
So, Prom Queen Duke Fox Musical is going to take the main stage, so the INUC Arena, which is local here in Killarney, on the 21st of November, which is our public show. So if you're interested in purchasing tickets, they're on Eventbrite, but we would like to refer everyone, because obviously social media these days are not like completely unavoidable, but under, we would have a Facebook, a TikTok, and an Instagram, which would be at Prom Queen the Jukebox Musical. So there people can find links to our Eventbrite to purchase their own tickets. And just to add on, in addition to that, we have a school show, so it's entirely catered to schools on the 22nd. So we've been reaching out to local schools, and we've kind of been branching out to other schools in Kerry and come see our school show the next day. So we have that public show, which is what people can, you know, they pay their tickets and they can come see. But we also have the fantastic addition of having the INEC the next day to show to the schools, because obviously it's very, you know, catered towards teenagers and all of that.
Okay, so it's the 21st. Is what day of the week is the 21st of November?
It's a Monday.
A Monday.
Monday night at 7:30.
And then on the 22nd, it's a daytime performance, is it?
Yeah, daytime performance just for the local secondary schools.
Ah, brilliant. So are you excited about it?
Well, I can, if I say that I'm speaking for both Sinead and myself, where there is definitely this, I think especially now, there's this huge excitement about it. Obviously, the nerves are kicking in too, and there's a lot of work being put into it. Like, it's kind of consumed our lives at this point, but in a really, really productive and positive way. Because, you know, teenagers are often, they're associated with a bad connotation of what it means to be a teenager. But I think ourselves and the cast can kind of define that, which has been very, very enlightening.
Okay.
It's been very, very powerful that we can hold that.
Well done, well done. So Sinead, finally, I mean, it's your baby really, isn't it? You wrote it, so you must be really looking forward to opening night.
I really am. I really can't wait for everyone to see it.
Are you a bit nervous as well?
A bit, but that's all right.
Okay, well, listen, so loads of information, more information on social media if anyone wants to find out any more. And sounds like a great show. So listen, ladies, great to speak to you both, and hope it all goes really well.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And you heard there from Sinead Marie Green and Rachel Griffin, two of the people behind Prom Queen, the jukebox musical, written by teenagers, acted by teenagers, produced and directed by teenagers. And what a fantastic bunch of young people to have the initiative to do that all by themselves. You can catch it at the INEC Arena at the Glen Eagle on the 21st and the 22nd of November, if that's your cup of tea.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality, locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.